We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top. The first word on the line is by Kas Tuma Tmuna. Kuf Chavav Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the top. We're starting from Rami de Rav Yesi Ad Rav Yesi. We just established that the Shita of Rav Yesi is that Tuma Tmuna is not by Kas. Usually we learned, and this is the Shita of most Tanoim, that if you have a mace in a tight quarters, there's no chalol, there's no tefach above the mace, so then the mace will go above the mechitza and be metame. For example, if you have a mace in a box and there's no space and you make an oil over that box, you stick your hand over that box, you will become tame. Why you become tame? Because the mace will metame you. Aye, does it have sick? No, because tuma tumuna v'kas v'oila. Masha'inke Rav Yesi says, no, tuma tumuna is stuck in there. It doesn't come up. That's what we said b'shem Rav Yesi, and we established that from the Lashon Metar, from the Mishnah we learned in Masechtas, the Mishnah in Masechtas Olos, we figured that out. We have a steer now, Rav Yesi, Ramad Rav Yesi, Adi Rav Yesi. It's now we're to the Mishnah. This is also a Mishnah in Olos. Ha-kelev sha'ochal basar meis. A kelev ate a piece of basar of a person, basar meis of a person. So here we have a tumma, it's over the kazayis basar, and it's in the stomach of the kelev. Now, if the kelev is alive, then avada, there's no oil ames, because anything in a kelev that's alive is called balua, and that's definitely a hefsek, no shayla about it, nothing to do with halal tefach. Stam, a live being, something inside it, it's called balua, there's no tumma. So a kelev shachal basar meis, umeis ha-kelev, but the kelev dies. Now, it's not balua. So the shayla is, does that make tumas oil or not? So we have three shittas in this Mishnah. It's sitting on the front stoop of the house, and there is a oil over the askufa, and he's right near the door of the house. So Rameya Omer, im yesh b'tzavoroi peseach tefach, mevi esatoma, melav eni mevi esatoma. Rameya says that if the neck measures a width of a tefach and the height of a tefach, It measures that width, it'll bring tumma, it'll be considered oil, and it'll bring tumma into the house. For example, part of the dog is in the house, and part of the dog is out of the house. The piece of basar meis might be out of the house, but since he's considering the dog itself an oil, so just we had before something called hamshacha, that if I and a piece of meis are sitting under the same roof, then the tumma goes to me. So here also, if there's a roof here, it'll bring the tumma to the house. Bring the tumma from the mace into the house. But where's the oil? So he's mechadish that as long as the width is a tefach of the tzavaroi, that's enough. And even though there's no halal of oil, usually oil needs the halal, the opening of a tefach by a tefach, the height of a tefach. But here, we say, according to Rameya, chokikin lahashlim, there's a mavuyah in Tosfos. The Rameya shita all over Shas is that chokikin lahashlim, which means that he's talking about a mezuzah usually in the case, that even though something is full, but I look at it as chiseled out. So since this neck, this stomach, and this area into the dog, if you count the circumference around it, it equals inside the shear of tefach by a tefach, the height of a tefach. So therefore, it's considered oil, even though actually inside has a bunch of kishkis and everything else in there, and blood vessels and fat and muscle, but you look at it as not here, and therefore you have an oil. That's our Meir Shita. Rav Yosi Eimer, Royin Mekeneged Hashokof Vilefnim Habayis Tomei, Mekeneged Hashokof Lechotz Habayis Tor. And right now, we are thinking there's nothing to do with Ein Tzavari Tefach. He's not talking about Rav Meir Shita. He's not like this. That if the Toma is a Mashgrif Vilefnim, so we're thinking right now that we're not working with oil like Rav Meir. We're going in, there's a piece of Toma in this mace. And we're looking at it, Ke'ilu, and this is the Bidikasha, that the tumma goes out of the kelev. Why? Because the kelev is a tumma tumuna. It's no chalal tafak on top of the mace. So he says, depends where the piece of basa mace is sitting. If the basa mace is sitting outside, so it's not tummy. If it's sitting inside the house, it is tummy. Read it inside one more time. Royim mekeneged ha'shoka v'lefnim v'bayis tummy. If it's from keneged the door to inside, the bayis is tummy, because the mace is sitting inside. Even though it's in the dog, but it goes right up. So if the mace, the piece of basa mace of the adam is sitting in the bayis, then it's tummy. We have shoka v'lechot. If it's sitting outside, then it's tar. That's what comes out. That is according to Rabbi Yosi. It seems like he says, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says something about the oil. He doesn't hold the chokin l'hashlam. Therefore, it's like tumma tumuna. Rav Elazar Eimer, Actually, before Shittas in this Mishnah, Rav Elazar Omer, he says like this, that Piv Lefnim, he wants a Taina, even if the mace is outside, will still be Matama, the inside, it's possible. How? And not because of Rav Meir's reason of the oil of Amshacha, a different reason, Legamri. Rav Elazar Omer, Piv Lefnim, if the mouth is inside, and the tail, where the waist comes out, is the outside, so then it's Tar, Abai is Tar. But Piv Lechutz, which means the zonov is inside the house, the abai is tummy. You know why? When it's alive, it's soifay tumma lotzes. The tumma comes out of the tail, out of the back of the kelev, the back of the dog. Therefore, it's soifay tumma lotzes. So we learned already in yesterday's shir, there's some idea that if there's an opening and the tumma is soifay lotzes on that opening, that brings tumma to that place. Therefore, the house will become tummy that way. He holds that the mouth and the tail area, the base harei, are both considered the sefer tumulotzes. Ben kach or ben kach, abai is tamei. And Rashi explains maybe because the behema could vomit to throw it up. So that's why it's considered, the mouth is considered an opening where it can come out. That's Rehudim Seira's shita. But negei to us. So now we had this beautiful Mishnah. What's negei to us is the beginning of the Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi says on Rameir that the halacha is, depends where the mace is. If it's in the house, it's tamei. If it's out of the house, it's tar. L'chayra, Rav Yezio's tumma tumuna doesn't go up. So if it's in the dog, it's stuck in the dog, no tumma goes up at all. We said tumma tumuna is in the mechitza, finish. It's a stira. We learned in yesterday's daf that Rav Yezio said that the tumma is in here. It doesn't come out in this migdal. Even what we learned that even no tefach in this migdal, in this dresser. It still stays inside it. The tumma is here also. It should stay inside. Why? What's going on over here? Read the kashya inside. My love, I ain't so but savori pesach tefach. Kol Rabbi Yosi going that case. V'shvaminot tuma tumuna bekas. See from here that Rabbi Yosi holds tuma tumuna is bekas. So it's stira to Rabbi Yosi's. So to Gemara, no, you have to read Rabbi Yosi different. And really, Rabbi Yosi is coming to argue on two things. Amar Rava, royin es chalal ha-tumma katani. When it says the words here, Rabbi Yosi, royin mekeneged ha-shakuf, you have to put in some words here. Royin es chalal ha-tumma katani. And Rabbi Yosi betarti pligi. He's come to say two separate things. He says like this. First of all, Yura Meir, who said that there's an oil of Hamshacha here, that somehow this behemoth is sitter oil, and therefore could bring tumma into the house, become the Rameya, Dika Amris Kiyesh but Savari Baseach Tefach, that if the Tzavari has a width of a tefach, maybe a satuma, and that will bring tuma into the house. That's not pshat. And I'm basa chalala as dinan. I don't hold of chaykim lahashlim. We go basa chalala. It has to be ear space of a tefach by a tefach, and the height of a tefach in order to make oil. There is no oil inside a behema. It's like a thick wall of muscle and blood vessels. It's not going to be a chalala. So that's first of all. Your whole shtick of Torah of oil is not true. And now I'm basa chalala as dinan. That means royin es chalala tuma. First I go basa chalala. But the ka'amr is kulei tamei, and second of all, you said that the whole house is tamei, so that's also not true. Mekeneged ha'shakov lefnim abayis tamei, mekeneged ha'shakov lechutz abayis tar. And punkt vakeret we're saying over here is that here he's saying two separate things. First of all, he's saying that even if it's in this behema, even befnim it's tar. Why? Because tuma tumune bekas varlo and it's tolin chal. That's first of all he's saying. And the second thing he's saying is that you're saying, that Allah skufa, the whole bias is tameh, even though it's not inside, he says, that's not true. He says, because here the mashkaif will block it off. And it's a geyer if you have a piece of mace. He's saying like this. He says, first of all, it's stuck in this kelev, so anyway, there's no tum anyway. And even...
What you mentioned,
Chalal Tafach? He mentions Chalal Tafach? Yes, Savar, that's Rameir. He says, Royim Kenega Shokov. No, he says, he didn't say the word Chalal Tafach. He says, Royim is Chalal Tafach. I need Chalal. He says, don't make oil, I need Chalal. That's the saying. Your Shtukot Torah is not true. You need Chalal to make oil. Okay. So now, Fira Meir, it's Tuma Tumuna in this Kala. But then he says another thing. And even if it would, the mace, boss mace would be sitting here without anything covering it. But I'm telling you something else, Rav Meir says, that Rav Yossi says, it depends where it is. He says that only what's from inside the doorway to the inside is Tameh. Mekeneged HaShakov HaLechutz is Tahar. And what's he trying to say? If you look at Tosfos Divrei Maskil Anan, really it's supposed to be a new Divrei Maskil Mila Tosfos. It's right before the wide line. It's the Nira. The Hach Shmaitz and Meirik She'ein Tefach Min HaShakov HaLechutz. Ukeshoigrim HaDeles HaNekoel V'nei Atzmoy. Ve'ein Oyel Pachos Metefach. Here, he's tying like this, and even if the mace would be sitting exposed on the stoop, it still depends where it would be. If it would be inside the house, the whole house would be tamei. If it would be outside the house, under the little overhang, since the overhang is less than a tefach, that would not bring tumma into the house. Because I look at the house and outside the house, two different entities. It's two different entities, and therefore, it's not considered an oil. That's the second thing he's arguing. He's arguing two things. One thing he's saying is that, first of all, there's no halal, no oil in the first place. But even if the mace would be by itself, still, it would only be if it's in the inside and the outside. Now, I'll read you how the Maram explains Tosfos. Nirali adibur b'fnei asmehu, v'rotz loyma. The ayri de v'mashkev v'lechutz have a tefach. If outside the mashkev would be a tefach of a roof, it can have an oil v'nei asmehu, v'nitma, and it becomes tamei, v'hodu may be a tumma, l'min a mashkev v'fnim. V'avakshnei oil, l'ma p'suchim zelazeh. But here, the outside does not have a tefach, and we're looking at two separate places, and therefore it's not tamei. So let's read it in Psalm 1 and Tamei. Tarek the garmis gesh b'savari tefach mevi zetoma anam basa chalal azinun. We go basa rechal. And here, since the dog is not open inside, it's not considered oil at all. But the ka'amr is kulei tamei, and that thing said the whole house is tamei. Mekanega shakov, I don't agree to you. Mekanega shakov flim abai is tamei. From the door to inside is tamei. Mekanega shakov chutz abai is tar. Why? Because it's two separate places, and therefore the oil on top will not help you. And the oil on top will not help you because on the outside, was, as we're saying, it's less than oil. It's less than oil. So, like Rashi speaks out, the word "tati pili." The garments lean am shacha im yeshiv b'savaroi kulei moiv v'tefaris v'tefatz enough that I'm arguing. And the second thing that he said that al askufa kulei bayis tom, it's also not true. It's also not true because even if the mace be sitting there, it's not true. Rav Acha braid the Rav Maslo behedir. Rav Yisrael Royin es chalal tuma. Rav Acha learned when he learned this Mishnah, he had the words of Rav Yisrael Royin es chalal hatuma. That was part of his word, not Rav Kenegan Hashakov. Rav Hatuma, as you see, Clara is arguing with that prat. And it comes out that it's not a kasha anymore. The whole kasha was that we thought he was saying this on the case of Ramea, that a kasha was, I, tuma tumuna is stuck. It's not tuma at all. So he's saying it's two separate things. First of all, he's arguing on the chalal, then he's saying if the mace is sitting by itself, that's the halacha. So therefore, It's not a kasha on Rab Yosi. It's not on Rab Yosi. So I think about it. Umantano, the polygalor aleho. Now Rashi learns like this: we had the shita of Rab Yosi before. That Rab Yosi is the one who says oil is called negia. Oil is called negia. Why? Because it said moli tarva derekev matami b'maga. And the Gemara's kasha was how's matami b'maga? So Gemara says, because it's a bunch of earth, you can't touch the maggot. It means the oil. That's what the Gemara said. It means oil. So you see, oil is called negia. So, and then Gemara asks, I has two type of oils, negia and oil. There it is, one's lower down, that's fear of the rabbaya means within a tefach is negia, higher up is regular oil. And according to Rava, hamshacha is oil, and if you put your hand over the mace, anywhere it is, that's negia. That was Rabbi Yosi. Now, someone argues on this, right? Someone argues, the way Tosfos learns is because the Gemara says, Man Tana, but Gemara 4 said yesterday's daf, Man Tana the Karla Oil Negea. It's like someone argues. Who's the one who argues? Man Tana the Pagala, it's Rav Shimoni. Rashi over here is interesting. Rashi says, who is the Tana of the Mishnah and Olos that yesterday? Yesterday had a Mishnah of Olos that had a case where you're touching half his eyes and you're putting your hand over half his eyes, or there's Amshach on the other half his eyes. So there, Rashi says, who's that Tana? Because that can't be the Tana holds Chat Shemahu, because then it should be Metzuruf. The only problem is that we said yesterday, Tosis had a Pshat, how could Shtim with? Because there is Hamshacha. So that's why Tosis asks on Rashi. But Rashi learns, Man Tana of that Mishnah and Olos. That's what Rashi learns. You want to see all I said is in this Tosis Man Tana, right here on front of the bottom Tosis. Man Tana of the Pogla of Yisrael Shimoni. Pirisha Kuntris, Man Tana Domal El, Negev Chati Zayis, Vidova Achamal Olov. Val Chatzizayis, that's Tar. Who is that? Limit Tar of Amatres Shmeininu. It's two different names. The oil Lav Hanegia. That's what he says. That who's that Tana? Vakasha. The Hospital for Rav Yosi Moida. Bein Labai Be'erava. The Lamaila Metefach. Oil Bam Shachu. So there it's Tak. No good. It's Ham Shachu. It's more than Tefach. So v'nir l'faros to da may the kamal el man haytana the choshul lo el negir Rav Yosi mechlal must be a different tano argues on that. So who's the tano holds that oil is not negir? Who is that tano? Man tano the pargala Rav Shimon. It's Rav Shimon. Tano Rav Shimon leimer. Rav Shimon says on top of our base now shows tumas parshas of mace. There's three tumas that come out of mace. Now Rashi explains, of course, there's much more than three tumas that come out of mace. But we're saying there's three tumas that come out of mace that are missing one characteristic. When it comes to tumas meis, there's three ways to become tummy: maga, masa, oil. Touching, masa means carrying, and oil, it means being on the same roof of it or being hovering over it. So those are three type of tumas. All things that come out of meis have three. Besides, these three things only have two of the three, not the same two, but two out of the three. Shalosh tumas parshus meis, shtayim b'chol achatz v'shemem. It has two out of the three. It has two, but not three. Veilehem, one of the three that we're referring to, Moli Tarvad Rekev, one of the tumas are a spoonful of Rekev, which is the decomposed matter of a mace, Ve'etzem Kisaira, and a bone the size of a barley, Ve'goyel of a Doifik. And Goyel of a Doifik is, according to Rashi, it means the Oren. The Oren also has a tumah Minatira. It's Tami Minatira, Tami Mace Minatira, the Oren itself. So these three things, they have only two out of the three characteristics. And the Mishnah explains. Moli Tarvad, it's probably a Braisa. Moli, it's Braisa, yeah. The Braisa explains. Moli Tarvad, Rekev has what? The spoonful of decomposed matter is b'tam b'mas of oil, b'enem b'tam b'deget b'maga. It's not b'tam b'maga. Why not? Because you can't touch it at once. V'hecha maga, what do you have to maga? Machas b'hem. And one of the other ones. Other ones have maga. So Rekev only has masa and oil and no negeya. So right there is Uriah, Rav Shimon holds, there's no negiyah, that oil is not negiyah, because Tarvet has oil. Tarvet has oil. So even though Tarvet has oil, we're not calling it negiyah, so obviously he holds oil is not negiyah. We want the Mantan who argues and various holds that oil is not called negiyah. Here it is. Einim etamah b'maga. Etzem kesayro has metamah b'masa b'maga, has masa and maga, but einim etamah b'oil. So it's a lach mash v'sina, it's not metamah b'oil, it's only metamah maga masa, etzem kesayro, a bone the size of a barley. Oloi, what do you have? Oil machas mam, the other two. Goyel v'doifik. It's also like we've seen according to Rashi. Goyel v'doifik also, matamba b'maga uva oil, has maga and oil, v'ena matamba masa, no masa. Hecha masa, machas mam, and all the other ones. So very clear, these three things all have two out of the three. And the Raya is from Rekev, that's not called, there's no negia. What do you mean? Rav Yosi himself said before that it has negia by Moli Tarvad. And we said, what does it mean? Either if Yabaya means lower than a tefach, or according to Rava, it means without hamshacha. And here, Rav Yosi is saying, there's no negia. There's no negia. So that's the raya that he argues on Rav Yosi. The only aura I give you is a cheshbon negara. If you don't get it, it's good. But I'll tell you the aura anyway. That according to Rashi, Rav Shimon is the sheet of the Mishnah in Ahalois that we said with the, there's two type of oils there, and one oil doesn't work. There, clearly, there's a case of half a zayis and oil that's mistarif. And we're saying that's Rav Shimon according to Rashi. So what do we answer there? Rav Zeri says it's talking about tumah ratzutza. It was tumah that was between two towers, two dressers, and it was a very small area. So he does agree to something called negia by oil. By there. So you could have really, it's really shver, because this record doesn't have negia. It has a type of negia. That's the aura of live aura. I didn't really find someone asked this aura clearly. But that's the aura. Just stay with aura. But in any case, we finished this inyan of alois that we came out as a chalik is if oil is called negia or not. And we had plenty of places where oil is called negia, and therefore back to Rabbi Yochanan's Psha and the Mishnah when it said on negia by Kulio cement, negia meant hak oil. Even when a kazayis said negia, which means oil, and we had a whole discussion of oil, we had tumah tumuna, a lot of big yisoidis in Masechta Zos.